Well, here we are again, approaching mid-August already, if you can believe that. County fair is underway, and pretty soon fall sports and all that is going to be kicking off. So you still got time to make a little quick trip down to the Valentine area, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invite you to check out a lot of things to do online. Visit valentine.com. Maybe come down for a trip down the Niobrara during the fall color change in the Niobrara River Valley. You can check that out. Maybe a fall fishing trip to Merritt Reservoir or the Refuge Lakes, Alkali Lake, any of those big fishing areas that we have. So check it out. Visit valentine.com.
And did you know that all aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News? You have information on grains, forage, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Daily ag news is also provided. You get that at tsln.com, which, by the way, is where you also go to subscribe.
The story of Rindercella. Do you remember that? You think I could do that?
Yeah, I think you can. Give it a shot.
Well, once upon a time in a corn country, there lived a little gutiful burl. Her name was Rindercella. Now, Rindercella lived with her mugly other and two sad misters. And in that same corn country, there lived a very prancing hens. One day, the prancing hens decided to have a bancy fall. He invited people from Riles Mound, especially the pitch people. But Rindercella could not go because all she had to wear were some old birdie dags. So she sat down and cried. All of a sudden, her Gary Fodmother appeared, and she waved her wagic wand. And all of a sudden, there appeared before her a Sig Boach and Hicks White sources to take her to the Bansy Fall. Now, she said to Rindercella, "Rindercella, you must be home before Nidmite, or I'll pern you into a tumpkin." So Rindercella went to the Bansy Fall, where she met the very prancing hens, who she had been watching through a wooden hendo. She and the prancing hens danced all night until Nidmite, and they lel in fove. Suddenly, the mid-clock struck night. Rindercella staced down the rares, and just as she beached the bottom, she slopped her dripper. The next day, the prancing hens went all over the corn country, looking for the gutiful burl who had slopped her dripper. Well, he came to Rindercella's house. He tried it on Rindercella's mugly other, and it didn't fit. He tried it on her two sigly usters, and it didn't fit. He tried it on Rindercella, and it fit it, and was exactly the sight rise. The next day, Rindercella and the prancing hens were married, and they lived everly after apward. Now, the moral of the story is this. If you ever loll in fub with a prancing hens, be sure to slop your dripper. Archie Campbell, I think, did that on Hee Haw.
Oh,
18 years ago.
So very, very long
my
ago.
My rendition of it, I guess.
Well, I'm extremely impressed. That's pretty fancy wood.
Gotcha.
That's pretty fancy word work. There we go. So my wife and I, well, obviously this isn't my own story. My wife and I both work, so our family eats out a lot. Recently, when we were having a rare home-cooked meal, I handed a glass to my 3-year-old and told her to drink her milk. She looked at me bewildered and replied, "But I didn't order milk."
Oh, that kind of goes under the sign you're eating out too much.
Yep, exactly. And here's another. Two friends were going on a road trip to Florida. A neighbor told them they'd be fine as long as they paid close attention to the road signs along the way. They'd driven 30 miles when they saw one that read, "Clean restrooms ahead." 2 months later, they arrived in Florida, exhausted, having used up 86 bottles of Windex, 267 rolls of paper towels, and 3 cases of toilet bowl cleaner. Total restrooms cleaned, 450.
I'll bet the gas stations love those guys.
Yeah. Clean restrooms ahead. Talk about it. Would that be a command or an order? Or
following directions is all they were doing.
That's right.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that. Please include the author if you know who it is so we can give credit. And keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.